Hi, and welcome to another microcast from TheForce.net. I'm Eric, your host, and in our microcast series, I'll be answering questions submitted by you, the listeners.
Nick wrote in and said, "You talk about Sam Jackson's performance as Mace Windu and mentioned that they should have gotten Lawrence Fishburne. You didn't go into it more, so I was wondering why you mentioned him. Since you didn't mention any other actors, you must have had something specific in mind when you brought up Lawrence Fishburne. I was wondering if there was a role of his in particular that you thought would have been a good model for what Mace Windu's character could have been. I felt that Samuel Jackson is a capable actor and could have been a lot better in that role, but as you mentioned with Hayden Christensen and Natalie Portman, it's not 100% in the hands of the actor." No, you're right, Nick, it's not, and Mace Windu's dialogue certainly left a lot to be desired. Still, while we've seen otherwise skilled actors who weren't able to overcome the script, such as Hayden and Natalie, we've also seen actors who've managed to shine despite the badly written dialogue, such as Ewan McGregor and Ian McDiarmid. Samuel Jackson is a capable actor, but he's got a niche type of role he's good at. He was good in Pulp Fiction, and he was good in Triple X, but those were different types of roles than this. Samuel Jackson, to me, is much like Jim Carrey. He's really good in some types of roles, ideal in many cases, but he can't do subtle very well. He's always exaggerated, over the top. Same with Jim Carrey. With the possible exception of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Jim Carrey can't do anything but over the top. And he does it really well, but he couldn't easily do deadpan humor, for example. And likewise, Samuel Jackson just doesn't fit as Mace Windu, in my opinion. So you asked why I brought up Lawrence Fishburne. It was kind of an afterthought of a conversation some friends and I were having about recasting the original Star Wars movie with some rather off-the-wall choices, like Keanu Reeves as Luke Skywalker, Owen Wilson as Darth Vader, Gilbert Gottfried as the Emperor, Quentin Tarantino as Yoda. I don't remember all the rest, but anyway, later on, for one reason or another, Lawrence Fishburne popped into my head. And to be honest, he seemed to fit so well, I can't think of anybody else I'd rather see in the role. The Matrix has often been called the Star Wars for this generation, and I'm not trying to get into a discussion right now about whether it is or isn't, but it's been called that. And there have been many comparisons between the two series. Well, up until the second Matrix movie came out. I think the rave scene might have scared off a lot of people who wanted to debate that point. But anyway, if you look at the way Lawrence Fishburne plays Morpheus, he's a very calm, collected character, very much a leader, and yet he can also kick butt. And when you watch the character interact with everyone except Neo as the series goes on, you can see lots of ways in which Morpheus is just like Mace Windu. More specifically, kind of a combination of Mace Windu and Yoda. I won't go down that road much further since that opens up a whole can of worms about comparing The Matrix and Star Wars, but still, look at the way Fishburne plays Morpheus, and then think of him as Mace Windu. Not Morpheus as Mace Windu. I'm not talking about the characters. I'm talking about the actor. And then if you want to take it a step further, I think that Mr. Fishburne is a talented enough actor that he too would be one of the actors who could transcend the bad dialogue. A good example of this is in Assault on Precinct 13. It wasn't a great movie and the dialogue was mediocre at best, but he did really well despite that fact. Lawrence Fishburne is the type of person who just exudes subtle power. And in my opinion, at least, that's exactly what I think of when I envision the Mace Windu character.
I hope you enjoyed today's microcast. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please email us at podcast@theforce.net. The opinions expressed here in this microcast belong to myself and to those listeners who wrote in, and don't necessarily reflect the opinions of other TFN staff members nor of Lucasfilm. TheForce.net is not affiliated with Lucasfilm in any way. This podcast is copyright 2005 TheForce.net, and all trademarks are owned by their respective owners. Until next time, take care, and may the Force be with you.